Hello everyone, my name is Bea and welcome back to another episode of This Week with Bea. This week I am joined by Rob. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And we are going to be talking about some specific issues that we want to talk about, specifically to do with the YouTube community, online social media, things like that, particularly relating to the treatment of especially women in the gaming industry in general, but also branching out into a more personal and specific issue, which is the issue that this community seems to hold very dear and very strongly, which is how would you describe it? The obsessiveness about clickbait, the surrounding clickbait, and what they believe to be clickbait. And not really what it really actually is.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's more like misconception.
Yeah, or... I think I would say misconception. Yeah, I would say it's a misconception. So basically, let me give some context. Every time I make a video that is on a different game, other than the primary game that I usually play, which obviously is Royal High, or any time that I do basically anything that is... out of the ordinary for my usual channel content, if it's not news for a new update for the game, if it's anything else, it usually results in people being really angry, particularly saying some unkind things. Today, for example, I posted a video that was on Royalty Kingdom 2 instead of Royal High, which is another dress-up game for anybody that doesn't know. Similar, very similar indeed to Royal High, but not quite the same game. And people were not pleased that I posted a video that isn't Royal High, which is what happens quite often. If I post something that is not Royal High, people get very angry quite often. And I've always found it strange. I've always found it to be an odd thing because I've always been of the opinion that YouTubers who make content and making content because they enjoy it on their own channel, and the channel belongs to them. You know, it's kind of like when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, and computers were starting to become popular and stuff, at least in the UK and whatnot, when I was a kid growing up, I got my first computer, and I used to make lyric videos on Windows Movie Maker. You know, really bad lyric videos. Like, I'd stick my favorite songs on them, and I'd write the lyrics over the top, and I think I was super cool. I actually shared them on YouTube back in the day, back then. I used to put them on YouTube. I was really young, so they were really, really bad. They were really not good quality at all. But, you know, I was just making it for fun because I wanted to learn how to do it and I enjoyed it. And I remember I was about, I'd say maybe 15, 16 years old when I started really consistently watching Minecraft YouTubers on YouTube, obviously. And I used to think all the time, do you know what would be really, really fun? It would be really fun if I could make videos of myself playing this and show it to my friends or show it to others. You know, I always thought that was really cool. I thought it was super cool as well that there were people doing that as their job. Like, how awesome is that? Like, you know, having to be able to have that media outlet of creativity where you can create videos of you playing a video game of all things instead of playing it yourself. People want to watch you play it. That was like so cool to me. It was mind-boggling. I was like, wow, that is cool. I mean it's really cool because I know it's cool because I do it myself. I was watching the Yogscast and other like Minecrafters back then, and I was thinking, this is so cool. I can watch people play my favorite games and I don't have to play them, and they add commentary to it, they make jokes, they have fun, they do silly things, and I get to enjoy it for even more reasons. Playing it yourself's fun, but when you watch somebody who you think is really hilarious playing it, you know, and they're really having the best time of their life, you're like, this is so cool, you know, and you really like it. And I remember that I had a Minecraft channel and it was growing ish it was all right. I noticed somebody mentioned Creekcraft. I actually met Creekcraft when I was making Minecraft videos, and he was making Minecraft videos back then, and he switched to Roblox way before I did, and then I switched to Roblox eventually, and I just got introduced to Royal High and I just fell in love with the game. I just loved it. I loved the community. One thing that I've always really loved specifically is I love creativity. I love when people get like super creative and make these gorgeous things, and Royal High is like basically just like a huge ground of people just making so much stuff. Like, when I first joined the community, it was so vibrant. People were making, like, concepts all the time and artwork all the time and edits and update ideas and drawings, and it was just so vibrant and amazing, and I loved it. I remember thinking to myself, this is amazing. I love how creative everybody is. I love how unbelievably talented all these people are in this community, and I was just so blown away by just how awesome it was. And I remember thinking to myself, this is just the coolest thing ever, right? I just loved it. And I'm sure, while you obviously didn't do it with Royal High, you'll have probably felt the same way. You like to listen to, like, D&D podcasts and stuff, don't you? So I assume you probably found it the same, similar way, but different style of content. And I remember just being so excited. I was like, this is the community I want to be in, you know? This is the community I want to be in. The community that I joined back then, this community that I'm in now, is wildly, drastically different to the community that exists in its place now. The community that we have now, the Royal High community we have now, is nothing like the Royal High community from 4 years ago when I started playing this game and starting to make videos and stuff. And there are some ways that that's good. You know, there's a lot of amazing things that have come from that. And then there's also some not so great things that have come from that. And I think that ultimately I love the community and I'm proud to be in it, but it's certainly become a more of an interesting experience to survive in this community in comparison to how it used to be. It's become, I don't know how to describe it, a little bit more like a survival game in some senses, because some people are just very, very loud and very, very angry. And I've noticed, especially in the last year, as I'm sure Rob will know, because I've known Rob a long time, and he's specifically seen that over the last sort of year of my life. I have had a lot of people being unhappy with me. And the thing is I am not a person that handles it very well. I know a bunch of YouTubers, I remember Creekcraft and Megan Players and a bunch of other YouTubers reached out to me and were like, you need to ignore them and just do you and enjoy yourself and make content, because there's always going to be somebody that doesn't like what you do. There's always going to be somebody that complains, and that's just the way it is. And I remember reading all that and I was like, but I can't just ignore it, because I hate knowing that someone doesn't like me. Do you know what I mean? Even if I've never met them in my life and I don't know them personally, I hate the idea that someone doesn't like me, and I just always want to make them like me. Like, I always want to find out why they don't like me and fix it. Do you know what I mean? It makes me feel really stressed out. I'm like, why do these people not like me? Why do they hate me so much? And I've always wanted to sort of fix that. So it's been building and building and building and building, but it's reached a point where, instead of being upset now, I'm just frustrated. And so I decided that now was the point that I'd be like, you know, that we should talk about this. We should actually talk about this openly. So basically, to wrap up, like, introducing the topic, I posted a video playing Royals of Kingdom 2, different game to what I usually play, and bunch of people in the comments were really positive and loved it. And there's always those people that come in, they're like, you make my day so much better, you make me happy, you know, I'm so grateful for your content, thank you so much for being here and making these videos for me. You know, I don't know if anybody listening to this right now would agree that that's how they feel. I am obviously blown away by anybody that says that to me. I get comments, I got an Instagram DM actually, I could actually probably read that to you guys actually, if you give me a moment. I could actually read that Instagram DM to you, because I think it's a perfect example of this. Let me just open it up. Somebody messaged me, and if you're listening to this, the person who sent this, I'm assuming you'll know what it is. You'll know it's you. I'll be interested. I just want to acknowledge something, because it's been talked about in the chat right now. Somebody just said, I'm saying it's kind of pointless to call this a discussion when we're being simply talked to. That's how podcasts work. Two people discuss, we're having a discussion, and you're listening to the discussion, and then you can input by sending messages that we can then respond to as the discussion develops. I don't know if you've not listened to a podcast before, but that's how the format works. So we're having a discussion and you're listening to it. So that's like how the system works. It's not that you're being talked to, because we're talking to each other and you're just listening to us talk to each other. That's the idea behind it, if that makes sense. Because it's an important discussion that I think we should have. So this person messaged me and they said, and I thought you guys might, if this is you, You'll know who you are. They messaged me and they said, hey, B, I know you most likely won't see this, but I wanted to tell you how much you've changed my life. You literally saved me. Thank you so much for being a lovely person you are, and I hope you continue to find happiness in every way possible. And I get DMs like that quite a lot from people that are like, you know, your videos make me so happy, or they make my day, or when I've had a really rough day at school, I come home, I watch your videos, make me smile, make me laugh, like you and Dolly arguing, or whatever it is, you and your friends being silly, it makes me laugh, you know, things like that. And I'm like, that's amazing, you know, and I'm thrilled by that. But when there's a lot of like loud people being negative, it makes it really hard to focus purely just on those positive things, because obviously there's a lot of people being really, really loud and angry. And in particular, when it comes to making this video, these people were basically saying that, for example, they said things like, she's just making videos on Royalty Kingdom because then she can trick her audience into watching it. And because we think it's Royal High.
First of all, like, I'm on the page right now, and it says, even the thumbnails, you can see in the title, it says Royalty Kingdom 2. Do people not read? Like,
they say because the Royalty Kingdom 2 part is not at the very beginning of the title, that it is clickbait and misleading. That's the specific wording they use. Because Royalty Kingdom 2 is at the end, and therefore you have to either click on the video or hover over it to see it, it is therefore clickbait.
I'm so sorry that people don't like to read what they're watching beforehand.
Well, this is what has developed. It's developed on YouTube, because this is not how it used to be. When I first joined YouTube, this is not how it used to be. People used to always have really drastically long titles, right? And that was always the way it was. YouTube actually has put a limit on. It's 100 characters now. You can't have a title bigger than that now, because YouTube was like, right, these titles are getting a little bit big. So we're going to, you know, we'll put a limit on. People can't make them too big. And so here's the thing. Sometimes I come on YouTube and I see a video and it says something like, let's say, this is a good example I want to talk about here, because Ben of the Week has a video. We watched it recently, me and Rob. And his video is titled, Vegan Eats Meat for a Day to See if He Likes It, right? In the video, he admits that his title is clickbait because he's not actually vegan. He's pescatarian. So therefore, technically speaking, yes, he has, I wouldn't say lied, sounds a bit harsh, like a white lie, like a fib, right? A little fib. Mm. To make his title sound more exciting, because writing pescatarian tries meat doesn't sound as exciting, does it? Because we all know that pescatarians still eat fish, so they do eat meat, right? So also, he's obviously said... Sorry, go on.
Some people might not know what a pescatarian is, and they're like,
exactly.
Well,
they're
pescatarian.
Like, what is that? You know? Yeah. And I think people read it and they're like, whatever, it's fun. So we click on it. So anyways... you go on there and obviously the video is slightly changed to make it more exciting. So that normally what people do is they will add more energy to their titles because it's like a marketing thing. You know, it's like when you watch like a toy video and it's, say, you watch the video, say a commercial on TV, and it's like, this is the best toy in the world. It's not. It's probably not. But the point is that they're going to tell you that because they want you to buy it. Right? It probably isn't the best toy in the world, but they're going to say it is because then you're more likely to buy it. If they say to you, this is a mediocre toy that you can play with for a few hours, but you'll probably get bored, are you going to go buy that toy? If they've just told you the truth about what the toy's like, are you going to go buy it? Or are you going to think, well, I'm not going to buy that. They've just admitted that it's not that fun. So it's a pink toy with a spin top. Why am I going to go buy that? But when they say, this is the best toy in the world, hours of fun, it's a fidget spinner, you're like, oh, that sounds so cool. What it really is a piece of metal that spins around in circles. But if you said that, no one's going to buy it, are they? No one's going to buy a piece of metal that spins around in circles. No one really cares about that. So it's the same sort of idea when it comes to marketing a YouTube title. The reality is when this is your business, right, obviously... the whole point of it is that in order to be successful, in order to make money and have a successful business, you have to think carefully about how you present your content. A good example of this, is that, for example, let's say Leah Ash, for example, makes a video. I love her videos, by the way. One of them is like, Royal High TikToks that will actually make you feel poor. Obviously, she means in the game, you aren't actually going to feel poor after watching a TikTok about Royal High. You're not actually going to feel poor, right? But the title sounds exciting. So you want to find out why, right? So you click on it to find out. And here's the key part here, you guys. When you click on a video that you think you might find exciting, I do this all the time. I see a video on my homepage and I'm like, click on that. Realize I don't actually like it. And so I close it. And that's the thing is, this is the key point here. I don't then go in the comment section and comment, I hate you, I hate this, this is not what I wanted to watch, this is nothing like I actually thought it was going to be, you're stupid, and then leave, right? We're not talking about constructive criticism there, we're talking about actually directly insulting someone because you don't like the video, right? I don't do that, I just close it if I'm not interested, because we have free will, and we don't have to watch things that we don't like. And so, like, say you're flicking the TV channels, and you see something like, I don't know, Sean has lots of sheep, and you're like, oh, I like sheep, I'm going to click on that. It's actually just a cartoon about sheep. You're like, oh, I thought it was going to be a farmer with his sheep. But you're not going to write a review about how terrible it is, you're just going to turn it off, right? Because it doesn't make sense to be angry over something that you freely can turn off and have only wasted probably 3 seconds of your life, right? Yeah. I want to
That's the, like, one of the things I don't understand is why everyone gets so upset. It's like, if you don't want to watch this, even if you mistakenly like the Royal Kingdom thing, if you mistakenly like didn't realize it was about Royalty Kingdom and you clicked on it, then you find out it is, just stop watching. That's all you have to do. It's they act like you've stolen their whole lives away. Like, I don't get it. It's like, oh, you've ruined my life by making watch 6 seconds of something I didn't want to watch. It's
and those 6 seconds are me and a doll yelling at each other in a cartoon video game. Yeah, the thing is, right, that I want to be clear, because somebody in the chat is sending a lot of messages here, so I want to make it clear, but I wanted to make sure that we put all the context here for the discussion so that anybody who listens to this later knows what we're talking about, and then we were going to take things that you guys are sending in to us in the chat and discuss them. So the person who was getting really angry in the chat and saying that I'm not listening to you or addressing what you're saying, we just haven't got to that point yet because we're still talking about the main context of why we're discussing this, and we've literally been here for how long have we been here? Like, what, like 7 or 8 minutes or something? I don't know, like 10 minutes? Please give me a chance. I'm only a human being. I'm getting there. All right, I'm getting there. I promise. So the main what I want to talk about first is specifically the people getting mad. Then we'll talk about the response to criticism part afterwards. Specifically speaking, there are of course some comments that are just specifically constructive, and there are of course people who just want to give constructive criticism, and I think, you know, that's fine. But I get a lot of people that comment things like, you're getting so angry about people giving constructive criticism, but what they don't realize is the reason they can only see the constructive criticism is because myself and my moderators have removed the really nasty things, right? We still see them though, just because you don't. It's not just constructive. You can't just assume that every single person is being constructive, because they're not. The difference is, though, is you don't see the parts that aren't constructive because we remove them before anybody else sees them because they're unkind, right? The main issue here is not that people want to give constructive criticism. It's that some people want to just go out of their way to be mean. And the simple reality is, and this is how I genuinely feel, and you know, people can disagree with this, and that's okay. It's all right if you have a different opinion, but I feel that a good example of this, like me and like Rob were talking, we were watching the vegan teacher videos last night, and how angry she yells at people and tells them they should be vegan and stuff. And similar to the opinion when it comes to like being vegan, I think you should be allowed to eat whatever you want to eat. You should be allowed to have your dietary requirements decided by yourself, because that's your personal business and nothing to do with anyone else, right? The same way I think you should be allowed to watch whatever you want to watch. I know that's a bad analogy, but I think you should be allowed to watch whatever you want to watch because it's your life and your free will, and you should get to choose what you watch, right? Similarly, I think that if you earn a YouTube channel and you made that channel, you again are entitled to make videos, as long as you're not doing anything illegal, obviously, or like really horrible. I think you should be entitled to make whatever content you want to make. Now, obviously, there are, of course, limitations. For example, you shouldn't be allowed to make videos of you drinking alcohol and then market it to children, for example. Or, like, doing something really bad, like, inappropriate for children to be watching and then showing it to and then marketing it for children. That is obviously not okay, right? Similarly, it's not okay to make videos where you just sit there and hate speak about a protected group of people or to a minority or something. That is obviously not okay. But what we're talking about here is people confusing, or I guess being misled, quote unquote, by a video title and ending up watching a different video than what they thought they were watching, even though it's still mostly the same game or a similar game, because it's all Roblox, and it is usually a person and a fake doll yelling at each other and calling each other silly names while playing a game. I just personally feel, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, and again, everyone's entitled to their own, I just personally feel that this level of energy, this level of anger directed towards certain YouTubers who make that content, whether it's me or other YouTubers, I just think that that energy would be much better used elsewhere. Because we live in a world where there are people starving. We live in a world where there are wars that are unfairly happening right now. We live in a world where people are struggling to pay for their energy bills, where people are cold, where people are struggling, where some people I know who are listening to this right now who can't come out and be themselves because they live in a place where they're not accepted or their family doesn't accept them or whatever that might be. I feel that our energy, our negative anger, should be, in my opinion, much more effectively used to discuss things like that and be angry about things like that. Because ultimately, if you click on, say, let's say you click on one of my videos by accident. Let's say you click on one of my videos by accident because the title said that something was happening and you didn't think, like, you thought it was going to be more of a one way than it actually is. And you go into that video and you end up watching a video of me and a pretend doll arguing with each other, despite the fact that obviously you thought you were going to watch something else, right? Hey. Is that going to severely impact your day? That's what I... No. Seriously, is it going to severely impact your day? Right.
No, like, there are a bunch of other YouTubers that do variety stuff. Like, and they do stuff that maybe you don't like to watch. So just don't watch those videos. Or if you accidentally do, just be like, okay, I'm done. Like, one of the ones... I love Google Translate things.
Oh, I love those videos. Melinda is it's so funny. I love
those
videos.
But she does other things as well. Like, she does ones where she has, instead of the songs, she does, like, Google Translates instructions, and then she tries to follow the instructions, which are funny, but they're not really my cup of tea. So when she does those, I just don't watch them. I watch the music ones, but I don't go on her ones about instructions, and I'm not like, why are you putting this out here? This is crap. Give me songs only, blah, blah, blah. I just... Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm just not going to watch this one because it's not what I'm interested in. Feel the need to be like, yeah.
If you accidentally clicked on one of those instructions videos because you thought it was a song video because of the way her title was, and you got there and realized, oh, it isn't.
Yeah, I would just stop watching and be like, oh, okay.
Right.
Pause button, look for something else.
Yeah. And I think this is the point I'm trying to make. I'm not dodging other people's points. I'm going to read those in just a moment and acknowledge them and discuss them. What I am pointing out that officially, like on record here, is that I just feel people are really overdramatic in the way that they say that they're affected by this. For example, like people being like, you've ruined my whole day because I accidentally watched 6 seconds of you and a doll talking to each other, but it wasn't about Royal High. So now I'm very angry. And that's fine, okay, all right, okay, fine. You know that you're not being mean, all right, whatever. I'll just be like, sometimes, in fact, if you look in my comments, you'll see that I usually reply to those ones with, oh, I'm sorry that you were confused, or I say, sorry, I didn't mean for you to, you know, get it into the wrong thing. And often I reply to them and go, oh, you know, sorry, with a sad face or something. I usually reply to them and apologize because I feel bad that they've like genuinely felt that they're upset that they've watched something that they didn't mean to watch. The ones I don't reply to are the ones that come in the chat and call me the T-word or insult me or say something mean just because they don't like my video style, right? Or to say, or to refer to me as, this was today, by the way, an infamous clickbaiter. That sounds like I am wanted by the police. Like, that is madness.
The ones that, like, just do that about, oh, this is clickbait and don't, like, say anything constructive... I have argued with a couple of them. I think I've argued with like six or seven of them, and it turns out, like, as the argument's going on, they just turn out to be massive transphobes, and they're just
Yeah.
doing it to get under your skin because they know being called a clickbaiter gets under your skin, and you won't, like, that will bother you. So
Yeah.
they're just trying to bother you.
Exactly. And this is what I want to specifically mention here is that people think that like they're saying like, oh, you're ignoring the criticism though. We're just being constructive. You aren't seeing these genuine mean ones because we remove them. And often, like Rob just said, we'll reply to them and be like, hey, I'm sorry you felt that way. What do you think we should do better? And then they'll be like, not helping you, you T-word. And we're like, oh, so you actually don't care about the videos this whole time. You were just using that to try and get my attention because you're actually just trying to insult me. You're not actually interested in this. Of course, there are then some that come along and they say like, hey, B, I don't really like it when you do this. Could you do this? And of course, there are some that are not like that. And okay, I'm not going to mention the name because I don't want anybody to be rude, but the person who was responding who just said, but not everyone does that, that's literally what I'm trying to say. You're not even giving me a chance to finish the sentences or like express the other side before yelling, or not yelling, but before saying, but not everyone does that, or but you're ignoring this, or but you're ignoring that. I'm trying to get through everything step by step, and I have already said this now twice. If you can give me a chance, I promise I'm going to acknowledge this and talk about it. This is what I mean, though. This is why, right? Just imagine you're a person who has hundreds of people doing what you're doing right now. Of course, you're going to become defensive. It's going to make you panic because no matter what you say or do, or how you try to address people, they're still responding to you, going, "But you're not listening. But you're ignoring. But you're ignoring. But you're not listening. But you're not listening. But you're not listening." And they just keep doing that over and over and over again. And it's really, really hard because you're like, please, can I just, can I express this before you just get so angry or frustrated? Because I am just a person. I'm just trying to explain to you. Because what I think a lot of people forget sometimes, they see like 270,000 subscribers, and for some people, I think they forget sometimes that I am still just one person in a world of 8 billion people sitting in her bedroom with her family next door, making silly videos on the internet. And when I turn my computer off, I go back to my normal real life problems. I go back to my normal real life day to day. I go back to my day, for example, just to give you a reminder that I am a human and not a robot. Today, for example, my day was at 8 o'clock this morning. I had to take my mum to an emergency dentist appointment because she chipped her tooth. Pretty normal things, standard things that normal humans do. Afterwards, I went to therapy. Then after that, I went to a doctor's appointment. And then I came home, I recorded some videos, got yelled at on the internet by a bunch of kids, which is my usual day to day. Decided not to look at social media for a while because it was making me feel down. I then laid in my bed for 2 hours doing nothing because I just was feeling sad because of reading some mean things online. And then I played Overwatch with my friends for a few hours, and now I'm doing this. As you can see throughout those, lots of normal human being things. I went to school like everybody else. I was a kid once that grew into an adult. I went through lots of things that people go through, normal, average, everyday things that human beings experience, because I am surprising, I know, to some people, not to this person in chat. I know that they're not saying that, but I know some people find this surprising. I am actually a human being, a normal person who lives a normal life, and I have a job like everyone else. I used to be a teacher, for anyone that doesn't know, before. That's how I used to pay my bills. Now I pay my bills by making videos on the internet. Which I'm very lucky to do, by the way, and I feel very, very lucky to be able to do that. In fact, this job that I've got right now has been mind blowing, because like for silly things like I've been able to help my sister to go to university and help her with funding that. I grew up as a very poor family. I've been able to help my family get out of the negative situation and be more financially stable. I was able to buy my parents a car, for example, when their car broke down, they couldn't afford a new one. So I am obviously well aware that I am very lucky to have the job I have. I am very well aware that I am very lucky to be able to do those really amazing things that I get to do for the people around me. But I am still just a person. I'm just a human being who's just doing her best, just trying to live and just get on with it, be able to pay rent, buy food, whatever it is. At the moment, for those who don't know, if you've seen my vlogs, I'm going through the process of trying to become a mother. I want to be a parent eventually, but obviously I'm trans, so I can't have my own baby. So I'm in the process of figuring that out at the moment and going through to become a mom. Very normal human being things. That's what my life consists of. I come online and I make videos, but outside of that, I am still very much a normal person who just does normal things. I crashed my car, for example, and I had to pay for it, which was great. Very expensive and annoying, but it happens to most of us. At some point in our lives, we will crash our cars or bump them, or we'll break our phone, you know, basically all those things. My point is that I'm making, which I know I've gone off topic a bit, but my point is that I'm making, I'm just a person. I'm just a human being like everybody else here. I went through the same thing you're going through at school. I did that. I've done that already, you know, and now I'm here being an adult, just trying to navigate what, by the way, is a very complicated life, because no one gives you an instruction manual about how to be an adult, by the way, and it's very annoying. Being an adult is really rubbish. So if you guys can, like, trust me, I hated school and all I wanted was to be an adult, but trust me, hold on to being a kid for as long as possible, because you have no idea when you become an adult, like, and you've got to figure everything out for yourself. It's truly, I'm very lucky. My mum still helps me a lot, even though I'm 23. She still helps me to figure things out a lot. And she still calls, you know, like when you have to make a doctor's appointment. Oh God, I hate doing that. My mum still does that for me. Thank you, mum, if you ever listen to this.
I'm making phone calls.
me too. So my point anyway is that I'm still a normal person. I do normal people things. And I think people forget that sometimes. They see 270,000 subscribers and they're like, no, she spends all her day on YouTube. So of course, when she does something I don't like, she should change it, because she's a YouTuber and that's it. She's not a sister or a daughter or a person anymore. She's just a YouTuber and that's it. You know, and I think that sometimes people forget that. So I just wanted to make that clear.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, it's like there's, for some reason lately, there's been a lot of like, oh, I don't like this, so you should change it. Like, even with scripted TV shows, like the new Lord of the Rings show, there was a lot of criticism about it. I thought it was great. The people are like, oh, you changed some of the things in the story. It's like, yeah, well, sometimes you got to do that when you're like transitioning a story to TV. You have to change some things because they don't work. You can't get like people's inner monologues and like that. But in like Star Wars, people go crazy like for that. They're like, no, I don't like this, you need to change it. And then like there's big arguments online about it. It's like, I don't know why people are like, if you don't like something, don't watch it. It's as simple.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's very complicated. I think we live in an era because of social media where people have become very entitled, and we're all guilty of it. I'm not going to pretend like I don't get like that sometimes. We are all guilty of feeling entitled sometimes to people's time or to people's energy, or feeling like people should be making stuff specifically for us the way we want to. Or like, we watch a TV show and we're like, oh, they should have done it like this, not like that. But just because you feel that way doesn't mean everybody does, right? But we do live in a world with, because of social media and things like that, and growing up online, where we have developed a level of entitlement that we didn't used to have, because now it's so easy for us to anonymously, with nobody else knowing who we are, basically just yell and say whatever we like and no one can do anything about it. And because of that, we know that we have a lot more control to just basically say whatever we want and no one can do anything to stop you, right? So I think that that's like one of the reasons why people do this, because they're like, well, you can't do anything about it because you don't know who I am. So it's all right. I get to go. Like someone like who will yell at me on the internet. Say some person, the person who came into my Discord tonight, for example, who called me the T word, for example, they got banned, but they're just going to go back to their normal day now. Probably going to forget that they've ever said it to me and not even going to care. Whereas I'm going to sit all night and think about the fact that they called me that and be upset about it, you know? But like, this is my point, is that people don't acknowledge these things. They forget that these things happen and they're not that bothered about it because they're like, well, it's not me and I'm anonymous, so who cares what you say, what happens, because you can't do anything about it, lol. And that's what happens. So the specific issue there that a few people are bringing up in chat and someone brought up is that they said that they don't like the way that, and as I'm acknowledging the person who was talking now, I'm talking about what you suggested, they don't like the way that I handle criticism. And that's a very valid argument. I am not going to sit here and pretend I'm good at handling criticism. I know I am not. I am really bad with criticism. I hate when people don't like me. It's something that, when people don't like me, it makes me feel so upset and so stressed, and I don't know what to do about it, so I usually just freeze up and panic. And then when loads of people are going on at me at once, like let's say my family have all said to me, we don't like it when you do this, and I'm like, okay. But let's say all your family are saying it once. Instead of panicking, I get angry. I get stressed and mad with my family. And I'm like, well, I don't like it when you do this. And I get really, you know, and I start getting angry about it. And then afterwards, I'll feel really bad because you do. But I usually get really stressed out when my family's all sending me criticism at the same time, because I'm not very good at handling it and I don't like knowing that people don't like me. It makes me feel really panicked. I don't know how to handle it. And I often just panic. So as a person who panics about like a few people being mad. If I have 100 people or more all yelling at me at once, I just sort of shut off. I shut down and I just have a total panic at moment. I usually cry and freak out because I'm like, oh my gosh, all these people hate me. What do I do? And then you'll get the few people in there that call me a mean name, and then that makes me angry, right? So then when people start getting mean, then I start being defensive because that's a normal human reaction. When someone says something mean to you, you get defensive. That's usually how it goes. There are some people out there who totally shut down and they panic and don't know what to do. Whereas when someone's mean to me, I get defensive. And sometimes I will admit, and I will be the, and I will not pretend, I'm not going to lie, I'll admit, I'll put my hands up and say, sometimes if someone's sending me constructive criticism at the same time as somebody being mean to me, I'll get so stressed that I'll react negatively to both the people, if that makes sense. Even though the one sending me constructive criticism hasn't actually done anything wrong, I'll panic and I'll sort of be like, I hate both of you, even though they haven't actually done anything wrong. And I'm not going to pretend that I don't do that. I am sorry, and I will admit it. I am working on it. That's why I don't respond to stuff as much, and I don't answer back, as you will, as much, because I don't like to have like public social media explosions anymore. I try really hard not to, because I recognize that people don't want to see that, and I recognize that it makes me look like a bit of an idiot, you know? Especially as a 23-year-old woman. It doesn't look very good, does it, if a 23-year-old woman is arguing with some 13-year-old on Twitter? It looks a bit silly, doesn't it, right? It looks a bit silly. And so I recognise, and I am not denying that. I promise I recognise. And I am very sorry. I am very sorry that sometimes I shut down or I get defensive when people are being mean. But when it feels like a big pile of people are all yelling at you at once, it does make you just go, oh. Like, I know everyone says constructive criticism is important. It is. It is very important to accept criticism. But let's be honest, nobody likes to. Nobody is sat here going, oh, I love constructive criticism. Come tell me about all the things you hate about me. Nobody likes that, right? Nobody likes being criticized. It's not an enjoyable experience. Nobody's sitting there going, oh, come and tell me about all the things you hate about me. It's like when a woman or anybody, for example, puts on a new outfit and they go, how do I look? They want you to say good. Don't say they look bad. Why would you? Of course, they're asking you for the criticism, but don't say they look bad. That's not actually what they want, right?
No.
So,
also, it's not constructive criticism to be like, oh, this is a clickbait. I don't like this game. Go back to Royal High. It's like, that's not constructive criticism. No. That's just...
Exactly.
I wanted to say a bad word there, but I cut myself off. That's just, you know, complaining. It's like, I don't have to listen to your complaints if they're not constructive. Like, just don't watch it. Like, okay, so if you don't want to see videos of Royalty Kingdom, don't watch them. And if enough people don't watch them, B will get the idea. Oh, nobody's watching these. They don't want to watch it.
Exactly. But the thing is, though, is what people I don't think realize, there is actually a chunk of my audience that actually like Royalty Kingdom videos and like watching it, because there's actually a lot of people that do play the game.
Yeah. So, but then if there's a bunch of people that do like to watch it and she sticks with it because other people are enjoying it, you just don't have to watch those ones. Just skip them.
Yeah, and if you click on one by accident, because the title, you know, I don't intentionally mislead. People say quite often that I intentionally mislead. I'm definitely not trying to mislead people. When I think of a title, I often change my titles like 400 times before I actually post the video. Any of my friends that know me can tell you that, because and some of you probably notice that when a video is already uploaded, that the title changes an hour later, because I decide, oh, I don't like this title, I'm changing it. Sometimes, even when it's already gone out, I still change them sometimes, because I find it really hard to settle on things and know what I want to have things listed as, and sometimes I panic.
Plus, it's like, I don't understand why people think it's so terrible. It's like, here's this YouTuber that I like and I want to support, but I click on a video of hers that I don't like. Oh my god, it's the end of the world. It's like, okay, so you supported a video that you don't really like for a short few seconds for someone you do like their content normally. It's like, why is that such a bad thing? I just don't get it.
So the biggest thing, right, is, let's say an example of good constructive criticism that I get is like, someone will say to me, hey B, the colours in your thumbnail that you did today were really off-putting and it hurt my eyes. And some people are sensitive to colours that bright, so maybe you could think about changing it. And then I'll read that and I'll think, oh, I never even thought about that. I didn't obviously personally try to hurt people who are colour sensitive by putting that in there. I didn't know. I just never even considered it. But then they bring it to my attention. I go, oh, you know what? That's right. You guys might remember I used to do really pastel thumbnails back in the day, but a few people reached out to me and was like, B, I can't read the text because the colours are too similar and too pale and I can't read them. And I thought, oh my gosh, I never even thought about that. I never even thought that some people might struggle to read them. And so I purposely then changed them, and you guys will probably notice almost all my thumbnails now have blue and yellow text. Instead of changing the colour all the time, I stick to the same colours because those are two colours that are relatively easy to read and that most people can handle and they don't hurt their eyes and stuff like that. And so I try to adapt. But when it comes to people that are like, B, I want you to change the way your titles are, I'm like, okay, this is semantic. This is, which means it's something that is, you know, it's opinion based and it doesn't really make a difference either way, ultimately. Because here's the thing. When I used to make... back in the day, I used to be a Minecraft YouTuber, for those who didn't know. I used to be a Minecraft YouTuber back in the day. And I used to play Bed Wars and Sky Wars and U8Cs and stuff like that. And what I would do is my title would be like... I used to really like Friends. I do like Friends already. I still love Friends. And so my titles for my U8Cs used to be The One Where, and then I used to put what it was. Because the episodes of Friends, for anyone who's seen Friends, are all The One Where something, something, something. That's what they write.
Yeah.
So I used to write The One Where We Get Blown Up by a Creeper. The One Where Whatever. And then after that, I would write Minecraft Fluctuate C Episode 1. Or I would write My Friends and I All Got Exploded. Minecraft Bed Wars. And I'd write Minecraft Bed Wars at the end, obviously. Because obviously the bit at the beginning, the... this is what's happening, wow, is the most exciting part. And then you put at the end what it is, so everyone knows what it is, right? So yeah, the whole point is to help people to be interested in it, but they still know what it is, because at the end it says what it is, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure almost everybody puts stuff at the end. Like, you put the, like, oh, I died 100 times, Overwatch 2, or something. Like, you don't put Overwatch 2, I died 100 times. Like, you do the exciting, like, this is what the video is about first. You don't just stick the game. Everyone puts the game at the end. Yeah. Some people don't even put the game in the title at all.
Some people, there are a lot of YouTubers now, actually, that I think a good example would be like Albert, like Flamingo. They just put a title of something that's happening. They don't put the game. They don't say what game they're playing. They just literally just put, like, you know, I mean, if I go on to, I can't give an example because I don't watch him all the time, but if I go on his channel right now, Flamingo, I can give you an example. For example, let's see. This one says, Roblox, how far you can fly. It doesn't say what Roblox game he's playing in the title. It doesn't mention at all what game he's actually specific. Banning toxic Roblox players, but it doesn't say what game he's playing. You know, they don't actually, a lot of these people don't even actually put what game they're playing at all. Never mind at the beginning. Like someone in the chat said, it's marketing. It is. They put the exciting bit at the start because otherwise you wouldn't watch it. It's the same thing that, like, if you were going to watch, let's say you were going to watch Disney Channel and upcoming is a new episode of Wizard of Waverly Place. They don't usually in like a TV listing, if you read, like, you used to get magazines when I was a kid that told you like what was coming up at what times, it would usually say the title of the episode first, then it'd say like Wizard of Waverly Place episode whatever, season whatever at the end. If they put that first, it doesn't catch your eye in the same way that an exciting title does. And what you've got to do is think about that when you're building a business and marketing. Someone in the chat said, Albert almost never puts the game in the title and no one cares. So everyone loves him. It should just be the same for you. And, you know, I could actually just take out the Royal High part or Royal Kingdom part at the end. I could just totally take it out. And people would still be angry because I'm not making it clear according to them. In fact, they'd be angrier that I took it out completely and didn't mention what it is at all. They'd be even angrier. But it very much feels in those situations that people like Albert don't get, like someone who just said in the chat that people love him so they don't mind. I don't mean to pull this card because I know it sounds negative, but it is true. He's a man. So people usually don't care because people aren't really usually that bothered about what men do. And for the most part, men can kind of do whatever they like and it just sort of like they get away with it because they're men, right? Particularly white men. And, you know, when you're LGBTQ plus or a woman, or especially if you're black or a person of colour, people mm-hmm. always hold you to standards that they never hold straight white men to, right? Because this the expectations that are held for those people are very different. For example, I am privileged because I am white. People judge me even less because I'm white. They judge me because I'm trans, but they judge me, they don't judge me for my race because I'm white. So for the most part, I feel, in my opinion, that you can't tell I'm trans by just looking at me. I know that sounds like I might be full of myself, but I personally don't, I think I look like a woman, so people don't question that I'm trans for the most part. And obviously you can't see sexuality, so nobody could just look at me and be like, that person's gay or that person's bisexual or whatever. They can't just look at you and know that. So for the most part, in my day-to-day life walking through the street, all they see is a white woman and they don't care because I'm white. So for the most part, I just get away with things, right? And I'm just fine. I'm privileged in that sense. However, when you're a person of colour or you're black, obviously you can't not be black when you go outside. People could always see that you're black. And so they will automatically treat black people with less respect or, you know, with less privilege because they're black. It's the same sort of idea when it comes to these type of things with men versus women. Men usually don't get the same level of nastiness when they're doing things as what women do. But then if you say you're a black woman, it's even worse because not only are you a woman, but you're also black as well. And so they just, the treatment of black women in our society is just abhorrent. It's just absolutely disgusting. And the simple reality is, if a black woman was making these videos, it would be even worse than what the people say to me. It would be even meaner than what they say to me. But for men, especially cisgendered white men, they don't get held to the same standards. They just don't. A good example of this is that a man can rock up to his YouTube videos, put his face cam on, he's just woken up, probably brushed his teeth, good for him, off he goes, that's fine. If I do that, everyone's going to say I look tired or I look like I need a nap. You may notice my YouTube comments, by the way, if you haven't already, that most of my comments are people saying to me, B, you need to take more breaks, B, you look tired, B, you look sick, B, you don't look okay. That's usually whenever I don't do eye makeup or don't wear makeup for something. People think I'm sick. They say I look tired or something like that because we hold women to different standards to what we hold men. If Flamingo or Creekcraft or someone else wants to just get up, put their hat on and start streaming, that's fine. But if a woman does that and doesn't wear makeup, everyone's going to say she looks tired. Is she okay? Have you been crying? You know, questions like that, right? Mm-hmm. If you read my comments on my YouTube, my Twitch chat, I get really annoyed quite often and I try to keep my cool because people constantly tell me I need to take breaks because they think I look tired. And I'm like, no, I just don't have any makeup on today. I'm not tired. I just don't have any eye makeup on to cover up the natural aging and black marks under my eyes that everybody else has. But you're not used to seeing on women because society forces them to wear makeup to look normal, right? You're just not used to seeing it. So the point is that I'm making here is with this type of semantic thing with a YouTube title, it really is people focusing on the fact that they're like, well, your title, in my opinion, isn't clear enough. And that makes me angry. Flamingo's title is equally not clear enough, but he's a man, so it's all right. And I'm going to watch it anyway. And then I'm going to laugh and it's funny. And if I don't like it, I'll just tear it off. But if I don't like yours, I'm going to make sure I tell you about it. And a good point, actually, to make on this type of topic is if you've ever watched Taylor Swift's Netflix documentary, it's got a really good part in this where she was writing the song The Man. And it's a really good point to make here is that in the documentary, she mentions that when you are a woman who is successful, people usually try to find a reason why you are. They'll say that you're successful because you have a successful male friend and that's why you're successful. They'll say you're successful because you clickbaited and that's the only reason why you're successful. They'll say you're successful because you wear provocative clothing or wear certain types of clothes to make yourself look a certain way or because you do certain makeup to make men like to watch you. They will basically usually always try to find a reason why you're successful. That's what they always do. They always, always, always say all the time that women, there's a reason why they're successful And men, it's just because they're successful, because they're smart, they're business savvy, they're clever, whatever. Just like how if a man has lots of different girlfriends, people just say that he's playing the field or whatever, and they're just like, yeah, whatever. But like someone like Taylor Swift or a successful woman has lots of boyfriends, then everyone calls her the S word and says that she's disgusting because she has loads of different boyfriends, right? We hold men and women to very different, very, very different societal expectations. And I want to be clear here. I know, because the person in the chat is saying they're not comparable because they're different types of content. I do want to point out, by the way, whenever somebody says, you can't compare that, it's a different situation, it's rooted. I know you might not mean it to sound like that, but it is rooted in so much misogyny, because that is what people do to women all the time. You can't compare that. It's not the same thing. You can't compare that. It's not the same thing. And some people say it to women all the time. It's like a man works in like an office and a woman works in a club. And people are like, well, you work at a club, so it's much more likely that you're going to be assaulted than a man working in an office. That's not comparable. No, but it's an issue in society. So it is real. It is a real thing that has a real problem. So we are allowed to discuss it, whether it's comparable or not. It's a real problem. These are real things that happen and affect people. And if you aren't one of those people from that minority group or being affected by it, you aren't going to know what it feels like, right? Yes, we make different types of content. But the point I am making is that if he made the same content as me, people would not treat him or hold him to the same expectations as they hold me as a trans woman too. I'm not saying that you're transphobic. I'm saying that it is rooted in that, because society teaches us like that. I think that the reality is if a man were to make the exact same videos as me, with the same thumbnails, the same titles, the same content style, they would not receive the same level of hatred about the success of about the jet videos in general, because they're a man. And that it is true. And anybody that gets angry about that statement is usually a man, or also misogynistic, or it just doesn't understand that these issues are real and that it really does affect society. That does not mean to say that I'm saying that I should be immune to people being rude to me or people giving me constructive criticism. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it would, even if I was doing something wrong and a man was doing something wrong, we're both still doing something wrong, but I'm going to be the one that gets told I'm doing something wrong a lot more than he does, right? That's the point I'm making. Because that is how society has raised us. It's raised us to believe that men don't do things wrong because they're making the decisions and they're in the power and they're in charge, and that women making decisions for themselves or being successful by themselves are the problem, right? I think that having something be rooted in misogyny doesn't mean that you are misogynistic yourself. Society raises us all like this. There are plenty of times where we all have things that we do or say that are misogynistic and without even realizing it, just because that's what we've been raised around, especially in the Western world. It's very, very, you know, filled with misogyny all the time. And I think that I don't think it's unacceptable to accept that. Let me just scroll back up, because this person made a few points and I missed a few of them.
While you're doing that, I do want to say I just saw a couple of comments too that goes back to my reading the titles of things. Like, just read the titles and you'll know what things are about. Because I saw a couple of people saying, I thought this was about clickbaiting and criticism, because we were discussing about women. It's like the title literally says, and it's first, openly discussing the treatment of women in games and clickbaiting. It's like, that's the very beginning of the title, is about discussing the treatment of women in gaming.
This is an example, as you're putting out, of once again people telling me what I should talk about and what I should be creating and deciding for me, as if it's not my choice. And this is what I'm talking about. Let me just read out. See, the person said, I think we're missing the point of what I was saying. The content is different, so there's different expectations. It really doesn't have anything to do with gender or misogyny. But that's not what I'm saying, though. I'm saying that if he were making the exact same content as me, he would be treated different because he's a man. And he's not the only example. He's just one that I am giving. There are definitely, definitely plenty of content creators who do just what I do, and nobody is bothered by it, right? There are plenty of people that are doing that and no one cares, usually because they're a man. That is the point that I'm making. The same thing that if I made a super clickbaity vlog tomorrow, you would all be annoyed about that. But similarly, some of my favourite vloggers make clickbaity vlogs all the time and no one says a thing. The point is that people do treat and expect different things on people. Let me just read this point out loud because I want to say it. This person said, one of the points, because I haven't read this yet, one of my points that can be addressed, whatever. At the end of the day, being a YouTuber is a job. You have a client, your audience that you need to make efforts to attract and please in order to have them support your content so that you can make a living. Speaking as another form of content creator, a freelance writer, that's very exciting, freelance writer, it is important to have that distinction between hate slash complaining and constructive criticism, the latter of which provides a solution that doesn't compromise your goals. My main issue is that B seems to be lumping them into the same category and addressing them in a similar manner. But I don't feel that, okay, I'm not going to invalidate your feelings, but I don't feel that that's even slightly what is happening, because I very clearly said, I first talked about people who are just mean, and then I immediately right after said, of course, there are lots of people who aren't mean and are just sending constructive criticism. And I obviously acknowledged that, and then I told you that when people send me constructive criticism, I try to listen to it, but when there's lots all at once and it comes at the same time as people being mean, it usually results in me panicking and not knowing how to handle it. I did say that. I do it, right? I'm not dreaming that. I said that, right?
Mm, yeah.
Excuse me. And the thing is, when it comes to constructive criticism, I do feel that constructive criticism is very important, but I think the way that you give that is also very important. You said you're a freelance writer, all right? If 10 of us sent you criticism today, 5 of us sent you genuine criticism that was not rude, just genuine, like, hey, I think you should maybe change this or work on this, but the other 5 sent you something really insulting, you're probably going to freeze up and not know how to take on board the 5 actual constructive criticisms because you're so upset by the mean ones that you've already been sent, right? Yeah. So usually you'll have to go away and come back later and reread the positive ones who are just being genuinely constructive and reread them later on. But great, right, okay, that you said that I don't think that's true. Perhaps that's not true for you because that's how you handle things, right? But that's not true for me. Because emotionally, that's not how I handle things. If somebody is giving me, say my mum is giving me constructive criticism at the same time that my dad is yelling something mean at me. This doesn't happen, by the way. This is hypothetical. If that is happening, I am going to close up. I'm going to panic. And I'm going to go talk to my mum about the constructive things she has to say later. Because I can't take on the constructive criticism at the same time as somebody yelling at me mean things. I shut down and it makes me panic. And then I become really defensive. And I panic when people are being mean. Even if my mum's not being mean, she's being constructive, because somebody else is being mean, it makes me panic, right? So you might not deal with that like that. You might think, well, I'll just block out the negative one and I'll take on board the constructive one. And that's wonderful. I would love to work, and I am working, on being that type of person who's capable of doing that. But as it currently stands in my life right now, emotionally speaking, I can't do that because it just gets to me too much and brings me too down and makes me feel too upset. So usually what I do instead is go away, and I usually just don't say anything, and I just go away until I can come back later and look at the constructive stuff later on, because I can't take both a bunch of negativity and constructive criticism at the same time because it makes me panic, if that makes sense.
Also, you're not going to take all constructive criticism and run with it. Like, there might be people that are like, oh, B, I hate Dolly and I hate her voice.
Oh, no, that happens every day. Again. That happens, just to be explicitly clear, that happens,
like,
every day.
Well, other people do like Dolly, so I'm not going to take your, if like there's just one or two of you that are saying, oh, blah, 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 I don't like this, I'm not going to take that constructive criticism and change it. It's like, okay, you don't like it, so sorry.
Okay, so this is a very good point. Well,
because
made,
other people
Bob.
Do like it.
If I listened to every piece of constructive criticism that I get, then Dolly would be removed from my videos a long time ago, because there are a lot of people that don't like the Dolly character in my videos. There are a lot. I mean, a lot. I could show you guys, but my mods usually remove the comments. There are a lot of people who are really against having the Dolly character. So if I did take on, because they say it's childish and that they don't like it and that it takes up too much time, they also say I take too long to get to the point, that my intro is too long, that they don't, someone commented the other day, we don't want to hear about your life, stop telling us about your social medias and what's going on in your life, we don't care, just tell us about the tea. That's literally what they commented on my video. They said, we don't care about your life, just tell us the news. That's actually what they said, word for word. So, of course, it's very hard to take that over-constructive criticism from that video when one person... In the beginning of that video, by the way, I was thanking everybody for their support for allowing me to be able to donate a large chunk of money to a children's charity this year for our 24-hour live stream. And I was telling my audience that I was grateful that they've given me the opportunity to be able to support that charity. The person commented, we don't care about you and your life. Just tell us the Royal High news.
Jeez.
Right. Do you understand why it might be a bit difficult after reading something like that to then go, oh, let's go searching for some constructive criticism that I can listen to today? It doesn't make it particularly easy to want to listen to constructive criticism after somebody has said that to me, right? Because it's not nice. It's awful. It's really horrible. Right. No one has ever said constructive criticism is easy. Are you saying that what that person said was constructive? Or are you saying that, like, other constructive criticism that came at the same time? Because I would argue that someone telling me they don't care about me and just wanted me to get to the point is not constructive criticism. I think that's just mean. In my opinion. I think that I just think that's awful, in my opinion, personally. Like I've said, and like I said, I will fully admit, I'm not going to pretend, I'm not good at handling criticism. I know I am not good at handling criticism. And one of my friends who's a YouTuber, I won't name them, so I don't want to say who it is in case they don't want me to, but they messaged me the other day, they're a much larger YouTuber than me, and they messaged me and they were like, B, you've got to stop, like, negatively exploding or getting angry or upset when people send you, like, mean things online or criticism online, whether constructive or not. You need to just ignore it or, like, just go away and not say anything. And I was like, yeah, fair enough. So as you guys probably noticed, I usually don't respond to stuff anymore. In fact, if people send me mean stuff on Twitter, I just mute them and I don't answer it anymore because I used to respond a lot and now I don't. But then I started getting a bunch of messages about how I'm ignoring the criticism. Like somebody in the chat just said, can you get your moderators to handle the comments? I do. I don't read them much anymore. I don't read many of my comments anymore. I let my moderators do it instead. But then people say I'm not listening to the constructive criticism because I'm purposely avoiding the comment section. So it's like, how do I win in this situation? Do you see what I mean? Like, how do I genuinely win when half the people are saying that I don't read enough and listen enough, half the people are telling me to stop listening, and it's very complex. One of the biggest issues that I would like to point out, actually, is because of all of the, like, situations that have been going on in the Royal High community lately, I've had a huge chunk of people say to me, we want you to change your content and branch out because we don't want you to make content in this game anymore. But then when I start making that content in different games, I get yelled at that I'm a Royal High channel and shouldn't be making other videos because it's confusing and it doesn't help that you're misleading us into watching other games. And it's like, right, okay, so you want me to make new content but not make new content at the same time as making new content but at the same time as not making new content. Okay. That's very helpful. How do I take that criticism? How do I take that? Yes, it's constructive. They're not being rude. How do I take that? Because like Rob just mentioned then about the Dolly situation, just because some people don't like something doesn't mean others don't. So if I've got half the people yelling at me to stay on Royal High, I've got half the people yelling at me to change, how do you choose which one to do? Well, ultimately, you're going to choose the one you want to do. You're going to choose the one you enjoy and what you actually like, right? Because that's what's most important when it comes to making YouTube videos, is that you enjoy what you're actually doing. Just the same with any job. You enjoy what you're doing, right? So, of course, you choose the one that you like. And so I try to find a balance between the two and do a healthy mix. When I say healthy mix, I definitely do more Royal High than anything else, but I try to do a mix where possible. But when I do that, it results in what's happening right now, where a ton of people got really angry about it. And it's very tough. It's very tough because it feels mildly impossible. It feels like it feels like you just can't seem to actually get to the point that people want you to be at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I often just think, okay, what do you actually want from me? You know? And yeah, great, I totally get that, no problem. But like, you sit sometimes and I just think, what do you actually want me to do? And sometimes I genuinely believe that most of these people would genuinely prefer if I just stopped making videos, because it's so conflicting and everyone just yells at each other so much that sometimes I just think I would like to rather go back and be a teacher instead. Like I used to be. Because this job was a dream for me, something that I wanted so badly to be a YouTuber for years. I've been making YouTube videos. I started my YouTube channel. Let me work it out. Hang on. My first ever YouTube channel that I posted every single day on. Because for those who don't know, I posted every single day on my Minecraft channel for like 4 years. I've been on YouTube a really long time. So let me just work it out. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Okay, so February, come February, I have been making YouTube videos for 9 years. So I was 14. I was 14 years old when I started making YouTube videos. And it was my dream from day one to get to do this. And I finally achieved it. And I loved it for the first few years. But the last sort of 6 months, I have hated it. I have not wanted to make videos. I keep waking up and thinking, I don't want to do it. I don't want to go record. It takes all my energy to sit at my computer and record my videos now. It drains me to do it now. I sit on a stream on YouTube and people say to me all the time, are you okay? You don't seem all right. Do you need a break or whatever? Because the whole time I'm sat there thinking, I just want this to end. I don't want to be here because people are just yelling at me. Give me your badge. Give me your badge. Change server. Change server. It's not fair. It's not fair. That person's already been in. That person's already been in. Why don't you care about us? I'm unsubscribing because I haven't managed to meet you. I hate this channel. I'm sick of this. I'm over this. You're a clickbaiter. You're an infamous clickbaiter. I hate you. You just mislead me all the time. And after reading that constantly, every single day, from hundreds of people, I know that there's tons of nice comments. I know there's tons of people saying nice things. I know that there's tons of people saying, I love what you do and I'm grateful for you and I'm thankful for you and I I'm really happy that you make these videos and blah, 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 you know, all these really nice positive things that people say. But when you have hundreds and hundreds of people yelling at you, I mean, if you've watched one of my YouTube streams, I'm sure you'll know. I'm sure you've seen the chat. My average like update streams, for example, I'll come off of them with a chat space of, it'll usually say that, you know, throughout an hour's worth of streaming that there was somewhere in the region of like 45,000 messages sent during that stream. I would be confident in saying that a good 30,000 of them were people yelling at me angrily that they couldn't get into my game, that they don't like my content, that I'm a clickbaiter, that I'm this, that, the other, whatever it is. Can you imagine receiving 30,000 messages of people in just 1 hour telling you how horrible you are? If you actually sit for a moment and just imagine what that's like, just to actually sit and imagine for a moment what it's like to receive that amount of nastiness. Well, yes, most of them are kids and probably have no idea what they're actually saying and don't, you know, people say to just ignore it. YouTubers message me all the time. They're like, B, you got to just ignore it. And I'm like, I'm so glad that you can ignore it. But I am a people pleaser and reading 30,000 messages of people telling me I'm a terrible person makes me absolutely miserable. It makes me absolutely miserable to the point where you guys know I like to be openly honest with you, but I try not to be too honest. I don't want to bring people down, but it gets to a point where I have days lately where I haven't been this bad in a long time. I've just started therapy again because of it. I have days lately where I will lay in bed all day because I don't want to get up and go record any videos. I don't want to do any work. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to see anyone. So I just lay in my bed all day because I just don't know. I just don't want to move or do anything because I'm just so over the nastiness. I like pick up my phone and immediately there is just notification after notification of people calling me the T-slayer, people say I'm fat, I look like a man, I have a horrible voice, I'm a clickbaiter, your content's not even that good, I'd rather watch X YouTuber instead. Just literally just that all the time. I turn off all my notifications on all my social medias so that I don't see it anymore. But if I open the app, there it is right there in your face. It doesn't matter how many words you mute, there is always going to be things that get through of people yelling at you. My favorite one is that I started to mute all the words on social media, so people started emailing me. Some people found out my personal email address and started emailing me mean things to my email because they figured, because what happened was I accidentally shared my personal @herm email on one of my streams for about a split second, my Gmail address. And so a few people saw it, posted it on a social media, I think it was Reddit. And so then about 300 people sent me an email calling me as many evil things as you can possibly think of. I had to make a whole new email account. I had to change my email address on all of my accounts, on everything, my phone, my, you know, my social media, everything, because it was just that horrendous. People have shared my address. People have shared my full name. I didn't want my full name on the internet. Nothing I can do about it now because people found out and they posted it everywhere. So there's nothing I can do about that. I didn't want people to know some of the things that a couple of years ago, I was in a relationship. I didn't want anybody to know about that, but someone found out and told the whole internet instead, even though I didn't want anyone to know. This is what happens in our lives. So if you acknowledge that all of these things are happening, I think sometimes you might be able to understand why it might be quite hard for us sometimes to accept constructive criticism when our lives are filled with this, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, a couple of years ago, my friend Iris, who's in the chat, she can tell you about this. Somebody made a whole blog where they just spent every day writing the nastiest possible things they could think of about me every day. They didn't have anything to do with their life except write horrible things about me every day. I think that you could potentially understand why it's hard to accept constructive criticism when every single day of your life you have hundreds of people calling you horrible things. It's got to a point where now I worry that all of my friends who say they're my friends don't actually really like me because I'm so used to seeing it, if that makes sense. I'm so used to seeing people being mean that now I think all my friends hate me. I get to a point where I message my friends too much just to make sure they still reply, to make sure they still like me, because I think they don't like me anymore. Like, all of the people I've met in the Royal High community, all of the Royal High YouTubers, I secretly think they all hate me. Even though they'll all talk to me all the time and stuff, and I talk to them and I interact with them, I still think they all hate me, even if they probably don't, just because of what this is like. And so, my headphones just died, so I can't hear you guys for a minute, so please bear with me a moment. So while I recognize that people want me to listen to these things, it can be very, very difficult to when people are really, really mean all the time. It's something that becomes very quickly quite exhausting, and it's not an easy thing to have to put up with, guys. It's not an easy thing to have to put up with. Now I'm gonna have to segue you into Rob to add on to this while I just figure out where my headphone charger is. please go for it, Rob. Provide to the conversation.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I can understand definitely how that can affect you. I mean, I'm not popular, so I don't get that kind of thing. But we're also very different people, where I feel like if people said bad things about me, it would upset me for a short amount of time, but I could then be like, well, it's their loss. Where I know that B is not that kind of person, where like things linger with her for a long time, where like I might be upset for like a couple hours and then be like, shrug it off and be like, who are they? They don't really know me. I don't care. Like, it's their loss. I'm a great person. They don't like me. That's fine. But I know that B can't do that. Some people aren't built that way. Some people just have to take things to heart, even if they don't want to. Like, it really hurts, those kind of things. And so when you're getting tons of hatred and then people do legitimately, they're like, oh, no, I like your content, but I wish you did this. It's still hard to be like, oh, okay. Sometimes it still feels like people are picking on you or like slamming you with that kind of thing, even if they don't really mean to. That's how it can feel when you've been basically beaten up constantly by other people. So I think that's some of the issue sometimes, is that even when people don't really aren't trying to be mean and are genuinely like, oh, you know, I think your videos would be better if you changed this. It's like, well, that comes off as like, if that had been the only comment or most of the comments had been like that, it's like, yeah, okay. I might not do that because other people do like this, but, you know, I will not be upset over that. But like, when it's mixed in with like thousands of comments that are way worse, then it sometimes it feels more hurtful than it really is meant to be sometimes. Yeah, and I hope you mostly can understand that kind of thing. So
that's really
no,
nice.
And not all religious people don't are against gay people, just so you know.
Yeah. So ultimately, the point of this is, it wasn't supposed to be to like come and have a big moan or like a big complaining session. That's not the point, right? The point isn't to come and just complain about everything. The point is to make it clear to people that, you know, like, I am listening. I am paying attention to your criticisms, whether constructive or not. The simple reality is, I'm finding it very hard to acknowledge them when there's a lot of mean things going on too. It's just making it difficult to want to acknowledge, if that makes sense. Because it makes me think I don't want to read this, because there's just quite so much nastiness. So it's not that I'm not reading it, it's that sometimes I just find it really hard to be able to acknowledge it and respond to it when people are being just quite as mean as they are sometimes. And because it can get very overwhelming. It can get very overwhelming when people are being mean, even if not everyone is. And I think people forget sometimes that for a lot of us, there's a lot going on in our real lives already. A lot of us already have a lot of things going on. I'm sure most YouTubers will agree. There's already so much going on in our lives. Sometimes it can just feel a little bit like the world is against you when another thing happens, you know, when like another thing is going on. And I think that when you're online on the internet and stuff, there's so much negativity that can come from that, that you open yourself up to like this whole world of potential hate.
The people in the Discord are saying they can't hear you.
They can't hear me?
That's what I'm seeing. A bunch of people are saying they can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, they can. Oh, some people can. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Weird.
We hear you both. Okay. I don't know. Some people were saying they couldn't. There was like a long string of people that said they couldn't hear. So
yeah, I saw that too. That's weird. Some of them might need to refresh maybe. Anyways, I don't want to take up a ton of you guys' time and like waste all of your time, but I just kind of want people to at least think about that when it comes to thinking about YouTubers and the decisions that they make and the things that they do. Often you might find that it's not because they're trying to be difficult, or they're not trying to make things, you know, bad. They're not trying to do bad things. Just sometimes we have a lot going on in our lives already, and we're just trying to do our best, you know? Mm-hmm. And for the most part, all I ever want to do is do good things. All I ever want to do is bring people joy, or make people smile, or make people happy. I don't ever want people to be upset. And it upsets me to think that people would think that I would be like that, if that makes sense. And right. I am always working on things. I am always trying to improve things. But it can be very difficult sometimes when people, I guess, just slam you with just quite so much rudeness and meanness sometimes, you know? It's complicated, and I recognize that not everybody's like that, but there are a lot of people that are like that, and that's what makes it difficult. And I appreciate everybody who understands and listens, because I want to grow and I want to improve as a person. And there's lots of things I want to do to get better. But all of these things will take time. It can't just change overnight, because just like all of you, I am just a human being who's just trying to live life and get on with it, if that makes sense. So not that it's not really a great time for this, but if you guys, I just wanted to mention, if you guys do enjoy these type of conversations or going into detail with like mental health related stuff or LGBTQ plus related stuff and things like that, I do have a podcast, and this is going to be one of the episodes of that. We do talk a lot about things like this and about daily life in general and just what I get up to outside of content and just life stuff, really. Rob joins me for a lot of the episodes, and we have like Webby with us and Iris and James and other people that join in. The podcast is called This Week with B, and it's on Spotify, it's on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, it's on online, you can just type it in on Google. There's lots of places you can find it if you want to listen to it. So, yeah. Thank you, Rob, for chatting with me about this.
No problem.
Before we finish off, does anybody have any last minute things they would like to discuss before we finish off?
Yeah, apparently half the people still can't hear you. I don't know why. It looks like it's a Discord issue.
Oh dear. Well, we'll see if anybody has anything last to say, and then.
Does anybody have anything they want to discuss before we sign off?
This is where I thought the Discord experience would be better than the Twitter one, and everybody on Twitter is laughing right now because like everyone on Discord can't hear me, and everyone on Twitter can.
Yeah, she's already switched devices. I don't know why some of you can't hear her.
It's being a bum. I could try rejoin him. See if that helps in any way. I tried to rejoin. We'll give them a minute to see if they can hear me now.
Yeah, looks like they can.
All right, fabulous. Well, with that all said and done, is there anything anybody wants us to talk about before we go? What I basically said while you guys couldn't hear me was just that, you know, we are just humans. We are doing our best. The world is not an easy place, and I never intentionally want anybody to be frustrated by anything I do or annoyed or think that I'm doing it for any kind of reason other than just because I really enjoy making videos and I enjoy talking to you guys and I enjoy making stuff for you. And it really does feel like you're like my family, you know? I live in a really rural place in the middle of nowhere, so I don't have like friends or anything like that. I have my family, but I don't have any like real life friends. So my like, I guess my little bean community, when I say it's like my family and it means a lot to me, I don't just say that because I mean it genuinely. It's like my whole life is like in this Discord and on my YouTube channel, which is really sad, but it's true. Yeah, thank you, Gray, appreciate it. Yeah, like a hive, exactly. Yeah, like a beehive. If that's all right with everybody, then we'll leave it there. I will try to do some more like live podcast stuff like this in my Discord sometimes. I don't really like Twitter spaces because I think there's too many meanies on Twitter, but I wanted to make sure that anybody who doesn't have my Discord or isn't in my Discord could at least listen as well. But like I said, there will be more podcast episodes going up, and this will be up on the podcast too. So
yeah, I did see in the chat someone wanted you to say your thoughts on the Winterset being cancelled. She has a video out about that if you'd like to go watch it.
I did talk about it in the video. Okay. It's complex. Let's talk about it. So, technically speaking, I think that the secret sneaky thing inside the game, I think that was a mistake. I don't think they meant to put it there. So technically, it wouldn't necessarily be cancelled. It'd be more like they just decided not to do one. Total honesty moment here. I appreciate that they're working really hard. I appreciate that they've given us something. I appreciate that they gave us some sort of Christmas update. However, I don't think that means that you aren't entitled to be disappointed. I think you are entitled to be disappointed if it makes you feel a bit sad that there isn't anything in this new update. I do. I feel sad. I feel a bit disappointed. I'm trying to be grateful for what we do have and understanding that if they're working on the new school, it's a lot of work. And I'm trying to be understanding that it's not just as easy as just dropping things left, right and center. But that doesn't mean that I'm not entitled to feel upset. Christmas is my favorite time of year. I was very much looking forward to this. Royal High is one of my favorite things about Christmas, because for those who don't know, I really hated Christmas growing up, and well, not growing up, but in my teenage years and stuff. Christmas for me was a big like reminder of negative mental health and negative experiences and stuff. So Royal High was sort of what, and you guys specifically, were what brought my joy back for the holiday season, I guess. Spending it with you guys in Royal High and stuff, and the new things that we get to enjoy. And I'll still get to do that, just not, it's just a little bit less exciting when there isn't anything new. So I'm trying to be really careful with my words here. I don't want anyone to use them against me. I would say that I'm a little bit disappointed. I'm a little bit sad. I'm not ungrateful. And I'm not going to be mean or annoyed with the devs, but I'm a little bit sad.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you get a gift from somebody and you open it and it sucks. It's like, well, I mean, you know, I like socks, but I'm a little disappointed that it was just socks.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like when your grandma buys you underwear for Christmas, buys you like fruit, you know.
Yeah, you're still like glad they got you a gift, but you're kind of just like, like a little disappointed in the gift.
Thank you for thinking of me, but why? Yeah, it's like that's exactly how I feel. I don't think the devs are lazy or anything like that. Like, I'm not like, oh my god, the devs suck. I just think like, it's a little bit sad, but at least there's something. I just wish there was a bit more kind of thing.
I hope for all of you that the new school has a bunch of new sets that come with it. And then you'll have saved up your diamonds, not spending them on the Christmas update, and you'll be able to get a lot of new stuff from the school.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Right, well, with that said, thank you so much for listening, everyone. I appreciate you. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you are listening on a platform that allows you to, please consider following on Spotify, subscribing on Apple Podcasts, or leaving a review if the app that you're using allows you to. It does help out a lot, especially to get more people to find the podcast. We would really like it if more people found out about us. So please do feel free to share it. And we'll see you guys next time. Thanks, Rob, for joining me.
No problem.
And there'll be details in the description of the podcast as to where you can find everybody, or you can go look for at Confessor X on Twitch and be players on Twitch, and there'll be links all across those panels for everything else. So, yeah, thanks for listening.